Do you know how fast you're going? This episode of Thoughtser Radio and every episode of Thoughtser Radio is brought to you by Volpe Martial Arts. Welcome to Thoughtser Radio already, and welcome to episode number 160 of Thoughtser Radio. Tonight, I talk about getting back on track again, but I confess I screwed up. I've screwed up so much and it's hard to get back on track, but we're going to talk about how to ever get back on track. I love you all. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. FatsoRadio@gmail.com. Lily, take it away. FatsoRadio.
Fatso, the really great podcast show.
Fatso,
a very first podcast show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Fatso. How are you doing? This episode of Thoughtser Radio and every episode of Thoughtser Radio is brought to you by Volpe Martial Arts. I don't have a hat on me right now, but Volpe Martial Arts is KW's hottest, newest Kung Fu and Hapkido school. My brother, Sifu Adam Volpe, brings you his lifelong passion, lifelong dream, lifelong love of the sport, love of community, love of people, 5 days a week. Check it out, folks. VolpeMartialArts.com. All right, we're going to get right into today. And this is a serious, serious, serious episode. And this is why I'm wearing these very serious glasses, folks. Let me take them off. I just want to get into it again. And also, I'm wearing this very serious mustache, which I'll probably shave by the end of today, maybe tomorrow. But folks, I want to get into it. I want to get into how serious I'm talking. And it's about, well, first of all, I have a confession. I've fallen off the trap, the path, the track, the wagon, the train, whatever you want to call it. I've fallen off. And yeah, I say I've fallen off, but I've really fallen off. I've gained some weight. I've not just the COVID 20 pounds, maybe even 10 pounds more than that. So since my big weight loss, I've probably gained now 30 or maybe 35 pounds. And it bothers me, right? I know in the back of my mind, and anybody who knows me probably is thinking right now, you've lost 100 pounds. You can lose 35 pounds. You can lose 40 pounds maybe. Yeah. Or maybe I can lose 50 pounds. Sure. But it's still really difficult. In fact, every time I've lost weight, I've lost weight in the past. You know, before I lost over 100 pounds, I've lost 70 pounds before that. And the second time I lost weight, I felt like it was harder to do. And now maybe I don't have to lose as much weight, but it's what happens. And this is not what I plan to do, right? This is not part of my plan. The idea that I would have to keep on dieting, not necessarily keep on dieting, but I would have to go hardcore again. And I would have to, you know, affirm the fact that, you know, I'm going to be doing it, and I would have to spend all this energy and all this time again and all this focus on making sure that I stay on a path where that leads me to optimal health, right? It's all about optimal health for me, whether it's cancer, whether it's weight loss, whether it's just better cognition, whether it's just better performance in general. And that's what I'm talking about. And when I get off of it, and when I fall off track, and when I stay away from the food that I know keeps weight off, but also just keeps me healthy, keeps me optimal. When I fall off of that, I know what happens to me. Let's talk about the physical things. First of all, the physical, I'm going to gain weight. And it always happens to me. If I start drinking alcohol, if I start eating candy or eating junk food or eating pasta or eating pizza or eating a lot of things that maybe some people consider some foods you can eat once in a while. And yes, if I eat them once in a while, then maybe. But if when I say off track, or when I say I've fallen off the wagon, or whatever you want to refer to, I mean that I've really fallen off my, I know this mustache is just terrible. So if you're watching this, thank you for watching on YouTube. But if you're listening, you don't know this ridiculous mustache I'm wearing, but sorry to distract you, but sorry to fall off track. But when I mean falling off track, it's, I'm that type of person where I go hard, right? And when I win big. And if I lose, I lose big. But I'm trying to, you know, shrink the distance between the win bigs and lose big. I still want to win big, of course, but the lose big, sometimes that just happens in life. Sometimes you have to lose big. But with this and with this diet, it's still going to be a lifelong journey. But again, if I'm going to eat bad, if I'm going to, here it is. I've eaten pizza. I've eaten pasta. I've eaten ice cream. I've eaten candy. I've drank alcohol. I've smoked cigarettes. Like, these things are things that I don't consider healthy. I don't consider any of those things healthy. Eating pizza on a regular basis, I don't consider healthy. I don't consider eating ice cream on a regular basis healthy. I don't consider pasta, candy, alcohol, especially alcohol and cigarettes, if we're going to be honest. There is a place for anything in life, of course, if you can balance it, if you can manage it, if you can manage to have a relationship with it where it either doesn't hurt your physical health, excuse me, or your psychological health or your mental health or your, you know, your community health or whatever it is, you know, your job or whatever. So again, I need, and I'm constantly doing this, I'm constantly trying to work at this. And this is one of those episodes where I'm like, hey, mea culpa. It's of course it's my fault. There's nobody's fault, but it's not about fault. It's just, of course, my actions, you know, have ramifications. My actions have reactions, of course. So when I do something, something else will come up of that. Or, you know, my one, two, three steps will equal the solution or number four step or whatever, what have you. But so I'm taking full responsibility, which everybody should. I really do believe everybody should. But this is a perfect example. And I guess what I'm trying to show you is that this is how some people fall off. This is how I fall off, is where you have something a little bit, I had this one thing, you know, or I had this one thing that's my kryptonite. You know, ice cream is something that's not good for me. I don't feel well. And I know that I put on weight when I eat ice cream. But if you let yourself have it, okay, no big deal once. But if you let yourself have it and then you have it again, and then you're like, I just had this, but you still do it. And then it compounds, right? And food. So the other element of it is like a psychological element for me, at least, is that food has a very, very powerful effect on me. I'm drawn to it. I have addictive tendencies towards certain foods, right? Stuff like ice cream, stuff like candy, stuff like pizza or bread or pastries, starches in general, things that have starch, things that have carbohydrates in them, are, to me, are very addictive. And they're foods that I crave. When the more often I eat them, the more often I crave them. And I might sound simple to some people, like, well, of course, if you don't eat it, you're not going to crave it. Well, yeah, but you know, for me, the problem with that scenario is that if you have a food where you've stayed away from it for 5 days and then you have it, you're going to crave it again that next day. For me, at least, anyway, if I stay away from candy, or if I just stay away from junk food or ice cream or pizza or pasta or any of those trigger foods for me, if I stay away from them for 20 days or 30 days or 60 days or 90 days, great. But when I have one, if I have it on day one, then it's going to be a struggle for day two, three, and four for me. But then after that, I'm okay again. But that's just how it is for me. And you may be the same way. Let me know what it's like for you. Let me know if I'm not the only one that's struggling, if you've been struggling lately with it, if you have maybe been struggling in the past, but you have some tips and tricks. And just like what I've been saying, hey, I've been saying this for a couple of years and the message really isn't changing. I have debates and I have arguments, you know, vegan or meat eating or keto and vegetarian and all this stuff. But at the end of the day, it's all about our health, and staying on track is difficult for everybody, I guess is what I'm trying to say. I think it's difficult for everybody. Everybody I talk to tell me that it's difficult, but it's difficult in different ways. Some people, as long as they can stay away from certain foods, they're okay. I'm like that, right? If I just can't have these foods that I was talking about, I just can't have the pizza around, I can't have the pasta around. The pasta around is okay because I just have to cook it to eat it, but I just won't cook it. But like certain foods, confectionery foods, junk foods, not only for me, I just shouldn't have it around me, but I shouldn't tolerate even having it a little bit for me. And that's what it is. Like for me, again, I always say this, but if I can go once a month or once every 3 months or once every 4 months and having a piece of food that I know is not good for me, then sure. But I historically don't handle that well. But again, I do handle it well, maybe for 6 months and then I don't. So then I know myself well now, and I know what works for me and what doesn't work for me. But this is proof that even though I know myself so well, that doesn't prevent me from screwing up. That doesn't prevent me from falling off a path of healthy food. And that's just proof. And that's just kind of, I guess it's just proof positive that the power of food over, you know, over your will. And yes, you can have willpower. You can have willpower to say no to certain food. And it is important to say no to certain food, but as soon as you say no to that food, that's when your power really comes up, right? It's when you say no to that food and you get good at saying no to that food and you get good at resisting the outside world. And, you know, and let's talk about that. Why do people fall off track? I've talked about this probably 10 episodes at least on this, and it's the same old thing. We fall off track because it's easy to fall off track, and it's harder generally to stay on track because we're surrounded by excuses. We're surrounded by technology. We're surrounded by fast food, convenience, junk food, even not junk food, but just fast food, right? People will argue that fast food is junk food. It's just as bad as junk food. I'll argue that it's not as bad as junk food, but it depends on certain food. So, you know, I argue sometimes that for me, a bowl of crappy pasta or a bowl of or just, you know, some really crappy pizza, this does more harm to me than a bowl of candy. But everybody's a little bit different, right? And some ice cream sometimes, if it's really, really cheap ice cream, really cheap sugar, really processed and a bunch of crap in it, maybe that'll do more harm to me than something supernatural, homemade, but still has a lot of sugar in it. So everybody's a little different that way. But I really want to get the idea, or I guess not a confession, but really it's like, it is kind of to confess, I guess, right? And it's time to say, hey, what I've been doing, even though I've had many, many excuses, right? Everybody can have an excuse, or everybody has reasons for their hurdles, for their struggles, whatever. I'm the type of person that I need to look at myself in the mirror, which I'm doing right now, which I do often, but I need to look at myself in the mirror on a regular basis to say, what are you doing? What are you going to do about it? Talk is cheap. What are you going to do? So this is today. I've decided again, I'm going to go hardcore again. I'm going to try and do the 30 days. I'm not going to try and actually do to patch together or patch together. Yeah, I guess patch together 30, 60, or even 90 days. In my experience over the last three, five, since 2015, when I started this, my experience has been, I guess that's about 7 years now. My experience has been the longer, again, I say this again, but the more good days you can put together, the better off you're going to be in your health, the better off you're going to be in your performance, your fitness, and everything. So again, it's about, let's go 30 days. Let's break it down. I want to go 90 days because I want to see a big change. I want to see some real progress to my muscle tone. I want to get in better shape. I want to see progress to my fitness. I want to lose weight. I want to just feel better all around. I want to sleep better again. I'm having a little bit of problem sleeping. Not as much. I'm still very, very lucky. Knock on wood. I sleep fairly well, but it's just not as good as it used to be. So I've noticed that I've snored a little bit again, which I don't like doing, probably when I drank those few times, but still I want to get back to that. I want to get back to feeling optimal again. I have energy. I'm one of those type of people where, you know, I get inspired easily. I get motivated sometimes easily, but again, it depends on my diet. It depends on how I'm feeling, and not for everybody. Some people hear this and it doesn't make sense to them. But for me, when I eat food that physically makes me feel suboptimal, my emotion is connected to that. My mental health is connected to that. My mood is connected to that. My motivation, my get off your assness, right? That ability to get off your ass and go for a walk diminishes for me if I'm eating crappy food. Subconsciously maybe, but it's physical. It's more than just that. It's something, it hurts me. There's a bit of depression that comes with it. And on the flip side, when I'm eating healthy food, when I'm fasting, I feel fantastic. When I'm not fasting, but when I'm eating meat, I feel fantastic. So if I'm feeling the same, the fasted state for me is probably the optimal state as far as how I feel and how I perform. When I haven't eaten a meal, I perform my best. I think at my clearest. I can articulate words. I feel better and I'm happy. When I eat a meal, even if it's a big meal, but it has high fat, high meat, high protein, I feel good as well. When I eat other food, again, high starch. I mean, the worst combination is high starch, high fat, the protein is never going to be bad for you, I guess, but it's just high fat and high starch together is not good because the starch, what the damage that starch is doing to you is still there. And then also you're still getting all those calories. So you're getting all the calories from the starch and your body's going to retain more water, your body's going to retain fat, and then all those extra calories from the fat as well. So it doesn't work well. And that's why the idea again, always, 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 how do you get back on track? It's eat those foods again. You know, the food, if you've been following this diet for a while, whether it's your first day or whether it's not, the keto diet, the carnivore diet, the high fat keto diet, high fat, moderate protein, or even a high protein diet, you're going to know the foods you need to eat. When in doubt, just eat meat. That's it. When in doubt, just eat meat and add vegetables to your liking that have minimal carbs, that can keep your carbs under your tolerable limit. Everybody's a little bit different, 20 grams, 30 grams, 40 grams. For me, it's not necessarily the carb limit because I can handle sometimes even up to 100 grams a day. It depends on what I'm doing. But for me, it's which type of carbs. Potatoes are pretty safe for me. They don't have anything that really assaults my body too much without the skins, and just regular white mashed potatoes with butter. It's fine. But again, I don't always need those carbs. What I'm going to do for the next 60, 30, and 90 days, I hope, I have to start small with 30 days, but my plan is to extend that 30 to 60 to 90. If I can even stay on track for 90 days, I want to see if I can go 120, because I had big plans. When I lost all that weight, went down about 210 pounds or 200, yeah, about 209, 210 pounds. I had plans to go down 199. I'm not there. I never hit that 199, but I want to hit that. Even if I don't hit it, I still want to feel like I felt when I was at 210 or 220. So that's what I need to do. I'm a little 240 right now, maybe even more than that. I'm afraid to jump on the scale again. Once I decided that, once I learned that I was over, I knew I was over anyway. I jumped on the scale. I basically guessed the number I was at. So how am I going to do it again, right? How? So how am I going to do it? On one hand, it's good because it's not the first time and I know what I'm doing, right? On the second hand, on the other side, it's bad because it's not the first time I've done it and I know what I'm doing. You know, and I say that, but my buddy Chris, good buddy Chris, I hope you're watching this. I love you, brother. It's been a while, Chris Morales. We used to always joke because he did the keto diet with me years ago, the Atkins diet, and he lost a significant amount of weight. And then we both had the same experience. We're like, the second time around, when you want to do it again, it's just a little bit harder. And he agrees with me, I'm sure. And a lot of people will agree with me that the second or third or fourth time, anytime you start something again, it seems hard maybe, or it seems harder, but at the same time, you're getting better at it. And if you had success with it in the past, it's good to draw from that success. So the key is to not fall off. The key is to try and maintain the most balanced type of diet there is. And it makes sense because everywhere else in life, we're always told balance, balance, balance. How do we balance? How do we maintain balance? How do we yin yang, the don't go too light, don't go too dark, you know, the black and white, the good and bad, all of that stuff. How do we have that balance? And it's stuff like this. It's maybe 90 days is my balance of hardcore. And then I can take, you know, a couple months where I'm going a little bit, maybe every once in a while, I need to go hardcore again and to need to, you know, to just, yeah, just to go hardcore. And maybe that is my version of balance. Not it's maybe I'm not that type of guy who I can just do a little bit of exercise and then eat sort of well and then just do that forever. That's not kind of the way I am. However, I do like routine. So if I need to have a bit of a hardcore routine, maybe I'll do that for a couple of days and then take a couple of days off. I guess what I'm trying to say is that even if you have a personality where you like to go hard and you like to see a lot of progress and see a lot of progress quickly, maybe with regular intervals of somehow adding that into your life in regular intervals in a way that you can balance and you can maintain and you can withstand that type of longevity or that type of routine, because it's all about longevity, right? We want to eat the way young people eat because young people eat that way. And that also keeps them young. You know, there's a lot of people out there that believe that, you know, it's like, you know, 20-year-old, if you eat like a 20-year-old, maybe you'll live like a 20-year-old. Well, also if you exercise like a 20-year-old and take care of your body like a 20-year-old, maybe you will. But some of that is also just youth. I guess the idea is that, or I guess what I'm trying to get at is that oftentimes you'll hear people say, well, that old guy, how does he still stay old? That older gal, how does she still stay fit? How does she still stay active? And oftentimes you'll hear, well, what do they eat? Oh my God, they're eating steak still? They're eating all this great stuff? Well, yeah, maybe that's why, you know? And oftentimes you'll hear older people not have the energy as they did before. And of course, as you're going to get older, of course, your ability is going to diminish, your energy is going to diminish over time, but it's not expected. It shouldn't be expected to just one day not be able to do anything, right? But oftentimes people say, well, I just don't feel like eating meat anymore, or old people just don't really need meat, or elderly people, I guess, you know, don't really need as much meat. And I don't really agree with that. I think that they do. In fact, they do, and maybe they need it more than they did in their younger years, because, you know, when you get older and muscle value, but your muscle tone is very important, and it keeps you active and keeps you living as long as possible. And you will need that muscle. So eat your meat, eat your fish, eat your protein. My young listeners, everybody, folks, that's my plan. The next 30 days, next 90 days, the next 120 days, next, what's next? 30, 60, 90, 120. Let's see where I go. I'm going to check in, of course, all the time. The podcast is going to change as well. I'm throwing out different ideas. I'm bouncing around different ideas in my head of what to do with the podcast. It's been 160 episodes now. Again, thank you everybody for listening. Thank you everybody for watching. This has been an amazing experience for me. It's been therapeutic, believe it or not, but it's been humbling as well. I mean, I've put myself out there and I'll tell you things and I'll swear sometimes and I'll say oops, and it's just me. I've been 100% honest, as much as I hope. I feel pretty good knowing that I've been as honest as I can. I can't think of anything that I've kept from you guys or from anybody who's been listening or watching. So thank you for listening. Thank you for watching all these episodes. It's been a couple of years now. I think this is technically our fourth season, or yeah, my fourth season. But again, let me know what you think. thoughtsoradio@gmail.com. Let me know what you think about the show. Let me know what you think about it changing. I don't know. I might just go to a show about me, Carlo. I might just go to a show about the idea that I love the village. I love the village mentality. It takes a village, a small town mentality, wherever you are in the world. But let me know what you think about that. Again, I'm always going to share recipes. I'm always going to share food ideas and ways to stay healthy. That's it. That's it for now. No more decisions, no more big changes coming up yet. But as time goes on, we'll see. My love and my hope and my prayers go out to everybody in Ukraine, everybody in Russia, everybody all over the world, but especially everybody in Ukraine right now, and any counterattack or anything that's involved with that. There is no justification for war, of course, but I understand there's justification for retaliation. I don't know what that means. I don't know. I'm not insinuating anything, but I understand that evil has to be stopped and evil needs to be prevented and evil needs to be discouraged and deterred, and love is the answer, folks. Love is the answer, and force sometimes comes. I understand that, and sometimes force is needed for freedom. I understand that as well. But love is the answer, the ultimate answer. It will prevent the wars. It will prevent hardship. It will prevent crime. It will prevent hardship. And it will get us through. It'll get us through, because this world is crazy. There's all kinds of crazy stuff going on. Look how crazy my mustache is. All right, folks, I want to end this on a good note. Happy note. This mustache will be gone probably tonight. Thanks so much for listening to Thoughtso Radio. Thanks so much for watching Thoughtso Radio. If you're watching on YouTube, again, let me know what your ideas. If you have an idea about the show, let me know. I'm really open to it right now. I love what I'm doing, but I can change it. It's been a while. If you just let me know also what you think about our other show, Centerville Voice with Desi. It's been a couple of weeks since we had an episode there, but I like what I'm doing there. I'm going to probably keep that up as well. But let me know what you think. Thoughtsoradio@gmail.com. I love you all. Peace. Now, Violet's going to say thanks for listening. Have a great night.
Let's say bye to everybody. Bye. And we'll say thanks for listening. Say thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Thoughtso Radio, the really great podcast show.
Thoughtso Radio, the really great podcast show.
So get your butt and get in your chair.
Don't eat your nails and don't pull your hair.
We'll talk about chicken or talk about steak.
We'll talk about fat for goodness sake.
Thoughtso, the really great podcast show.
Thoughtso, our very first podcast show.